The one. Oh, you.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
Do you need a timer? Do you need a time reminder? 5 minutes?
Please. And how long is the chair for?
Think it's 15.
15
15,
minutes.
yes, 15.
5 minute warning.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, so our speaker Kit will now speak for 15 minutes. Thank you, Kit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kit. I will say that I'm a recovered codependent now, amongst other things. I came into AA in 2002. July 17th was my first sobriety date, and I went through the Big Book Awakening process for the first time in 2009, and it absolutely changed my life. It was quite scary going through it, and it was the first time my ex-husband, I'd been in recovery I think for about 7 years by then, and my ex-husband said, "I don't think you should be going through this stuff," because when I was going through the unmanageability and I was going through the insanity stuff, it was right in my face and his face. It was actually quite a scary time because I thought I was losing my mind. But I had to see where God wasn't in my life. And that's the only way I can kind of describe it. And from 2002, after 13 and a half years, I picked up a drink again. I stopped doing service. And I say this often, I stopped doing service. And even though I was doing a lot to enlarge my spiritual life, and I was doing my meditation, I was still taking inventory, I was still making amends. I'd stopped doing service. So that balance of that triangle circle was out of balance. And when I was offered a drink, I just said yes. I hadn't thought about a drink. I wasn't thinking about a drink. I wasn't feeling rubbish. I was in a good place. I was backpacking in Australia. I had money in the bank, but I had no mental defense. And what happened after me picking up that drink was that I got into, I'd been about a year and a bit of into my divorce, and I'd been with my ex-husband for 27 years. And it was my codependency that was underpinning all of my addictions. And I didn't know, I was aware of it. I went to CODA like in 2002, 2003. I didn't hear the recovery that I needed, and I didn't hear it in Al-Anon. And so I was really lucky that I had a sponsor who took me through the Big Book, and we just swapped the words around. We thought that my primary addiction was my sex addiction. When I look back now, that was just something to kind of, it was a codependency that was driving the sex addiction. And since I came back in 18 months ago, I wanted a sponsor who was Big Book Awakening. That was my primary goal. I needed somebody who'd been through Big Book Awakening, because when I go to, I mean, I love AA. I've got my home group as a Shivering Denizens meeting in the morning, and it's just straightforward AA meeting. I don't get what I got from the Big Book Awakening process, and that's the only way I can describe it. And I also wanted someone who was familiar with or looking at A Course in Miracles, and I found that person who sat in this meeting today. And I started doing the chaos creating workshop, I think that must have been about 4 or 5 months ago now, with my codependency. So I was kind of doing the questions, I was doing the chaos creating questions, and I was doing the considerations with my codependency, with my compulsive thinking and my compulsive eating, because I thought, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, I need a clean sweep here. Because none of them come separately, they all go hand in hand for me. And I just didn't want to be living my life like that anymore. I didn't want to be coming from that whole, everything was all about the self-pity and the victimization that I'd been through. And as I've gone along in my recovery, the ego has just got more and more cunning and more, you know, when you pull up a, when you're reading something, you can either go right to the very, very tip of that root and pull the whole thing out. And then there's all those fine little thready kind of that are just, you know, if you're not careful, you snap them, they get less, and then before you know it, they're getting fed and they start to grow new stuff. And I just wanted it gone. I wanted it gone. All those things that are blocking me from God, I want gone. And I've been, you know, the first 15 and a half years, I was really hard on myself. You know, the ego, it was like the spiritual ego was running the recovery show. And I couldn't see that. I didn't see that. And, you know, as soon as I'd start to get some kind of a relief, the ego would find another way of using the 12-step program to get its needs met by doing loads of service, by doing lots of meetings, by, you know, little AA kind of thing. And my life was good, but I was in a codependent relationship. And when I went back out, I got into another codependent relationship, and I ended up in a women's refuge 3 years ago, and it was the biggest blessing for me because I read Conversations with God, and I got a faith that I never had before. And when I came back into AA, and then I started doing this workshop, for the first time in my life, I had to go through the emotions. And I think that's what it is for me with the Big Book Awakening process, is I go through the emotions of what it was that I wouldn't let myself feel because of the fear. The fear of feeling those feelings has kept me running for 50 odd years. And I kind of sailed through those first step one, step two, step three and four. You know, there was only three resentments on my step four, which is a miracle in itself. But my fears list was something else. And when I got to step eight, I started to feel those fears in a way that I've never felt them in my life. And I've had about, I'm in a better place now the last week or so, but I had about 12 days of, the triggers were incredible. Because I've been in a peaceful place for quite a long time, and I'm in a really blissful, peaceful place, the tiniest little thing can just throw me off, and the neural pathways will take me instantly to not want to be on the planet. There's not like a, you know, I used to go for anger management and all this kind of stuff before I got to AA. And they used to tell me to count to 10 and to do this and to do that. And then there wasn't any of that stuff there. There was no gap. There was no space between the thought and the action. I had a thought and I thought it was true. And they were all coming from the ego thought system. They weren't coming from God. They weren't coming from love. And I used to believe those lies. And in that 12 days, I had to pick that phone up. I had to call people. I had to ask for help, because I can't do my recovery just me and God. I have to have other human beings. You know, and it talks about when two or more gathered in my name, that's where the healing occurs for me. And I've got into a new relationship, and he sat here with me, which is a really beautiful thing. But it was in September we decided to start a relationship, right in the middle of my codependency workshop. And I just thought that that was God's got other plans that I didn't have. But if I don't get into a relationship, I can't see if that stuff heals. And actually, when my stuff is coming up and those neural pathways are getting fired up and the ego is trying to pull me into my old trauma, I haven't had to go down that route. And I get really overwhelmed with emotion, because this is what I've been looking for all my life. I've had a few instances with friends that have left my life this year, and I haven't had to phone and ask them what's wrong. I haven't had to try to make it right. I haven't had to try to fix the situation. I haven't had to, that what used to go on is, if you and me weren't okay, then I couldn't be okay. And it was as simple as that. And I spent my whole life like that, and it is exhausting. It's exhausting, and it's just really, really unloving towards myself. And yeah, just used to abuse myself with that stuff, because I had to make sure everybody was okay with me. And I didn't understand that that was the root of the codependency. And I've had to, you know, I've got to the root of, I had a memory of sitting with my mum when I was tiny, when my dad left, and her crying all over me. And I needed my mum. And it was at that point I made a decision that her feelings were more important than mine. Or I don't know about a decision, but there was a thought that her feelings are more important. And that's where the codependency all came from. And I had to feel those feelings 12 days ago. And I had to feel the feelings of all kinds of memories of images that I've had, but I never felt the feelings because I was running, running, running. One of them was when I was a teenager and I went on holiday and I'd been seeing somebody for a few months, you know, when you're 15 years old. And I came back and he was seeing my best friend. And I never felt those feelings at that age because I was drinking by then. So I had to feel those feelings 12 days ago. There was probably four or five things of times in my life where I didn't experience those feelings. And I don't have to live like that today. You know, I'm with somebody where, you know, we triggered each other over. I've come to Ireland. That's where my new partner lives. And it's been a really, really, really busy time. And I have a really sedentary, very, very quiet, simple existence back in England. And I've needed that time of rest to find, I don't know about find, to have that awareness of my God self, who I truly am inside. And when we've been triggered, I would either, thank you, Terry, the ego would be attack and defend, that's its way, attack and defend, insatiable appetite, run, don't, you know, or please, 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 like, make sure everything's all right, go and try and sort things out immediately. There was never, I could leave somebody alone if I'd had a row with a partner, but I could let them just be and let us come together in God's time when we're both in a place of our bodies, our nervous systems are at rest where you can talk things out. There would have been a little traumatized twisting, kind of pulling on someone's trousers, please, please, you know, let's make things better. I need to be at peace. I need us to be okay. I need to be okay. And we haven't done that. We haven't done that. We've had, it's either taken 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour. And then God has brought us back together. And I feel like an adult is what I feel like, which I've never felt like before in a relationship. I feel emotionally mature and I feel sane and I feel sound and I feel balanced and I feel grounded. And I have never, you know, these last, I think I've been here for about a week, meeting up with my friends from the fellowship that I only see on Zoom. I've met, you know, four or five of them again, like I did a few months ago. And Zoom's been an incredible, instrumental part of my recovery this time around, because I get to go to so many more meetings and I get to hear so much more wisdom and so much more experience. And there's people who've been around for 40, 50. There was one for 63 years that I share at our meeting the other day. And the wisdom, there's quite a few couples on my morning meeting and they've been around for 40 plus years and they talk about their codependency in AA meetings. And that was what I flipping well needed. I needed to hear that stuff. How do you stay together when you've got stuff coming up? You know, God hasn't intended for me to be single on this planet. I don't believe. You know, I've got a lot to offer and a lot to give in the relationship. And this big book awakening process has not been anything like I was expecting. It took me about 3 months to let go of it being different to how it was with my last sponsor. It took me 3 months to let myself be part of the group, to be able to trust, to let myself be vulnerable. And I feel absolutely blessed. If I hadn't found this meeting, I wouldn't have been doing that workshop, and I definitely wouldn't be able to be in a relationship right now. And I wouldn't be experiencing the love that comes in and goes out. And you know, I'm nothing without this 12-step program and God and fellow members who are there, who've been, but who are further down the path in relationships, so I can bounce stuff off of. You know, I need that. I was sharing this earlier. I need other human beings who are in healthy relationships who can show me how to do this stuff, because I never had those examples growing up. They were really dysfunctional. So I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to finishing this workshop and being able to give back what I've been so freely given. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Kit. What a beautiful story. Okay, we will now open the meeting for sharing and for questions to anyone from anyone. Please limit your share to under 4 minutes. Do you have a topic, Kit? Being adult.
love. The topic of love.
Okay, awesome.
And I think you need to stop the recording.